This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6.09 on Get Her Done Tuesday. And right now, Sammy Hagar, friend of the show.
Yeah,
Sammy Hagar and The Circle are headlining the Safeway Open PGA Tour Concert Series at Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa. Thursday, October 4th, that is next week. Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to the show and is in the running for the grand prize side stage passes for that night. So you can be standing on the side of the stage right there watching Sammy perform.
Incredible.
He can be your new best friend, too.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. So Sammy Hagar in The Circle, if you want to check this out, sounds like a great time. Be calling number 9, 800-400-3697. Where did Vinny go?
Anybody he's in the bathroom.
Okay, all right.
And
oh, there he is, and he's back. Just wanted to make sure everything was okay with you.
What's that?
Just wanted to make sure everything was okay with you.
I don't know what happened to our song, but I just had to pee. I don't understand.
What's well, right. That long-ass drive, man?
Well... Okay. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It hits you. Sometimes I have to pee, and then I go, oh, I'll do it in the break, and then I forget.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
We get back on the air. I'm like, oh crap.
That well, that's what I just did.
Forgot
all
to pee.
The time. Yep.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. It'll be like 2 hours. Yesterday, I think I was saying Yvonne or someone. I go, oh my God, I've had to pee for 2 hours.
I suppose if you really had an emergency, you could get up and leave. We'd go, oh, where's Yuzette? Oh, well.
Well, so it made me start thinking about Stan and Susan.
Yeah. They have that one break at the top. Actually, I guess they have one at the bottom of the hour,
very
too, when they do the national
the top,
news. But if they have
like,
any real business to do, it ain't happening during their show. That's for sure. You know, those are people who have to
be on. What
about
an emergency, man?
Well,
you
I guess somebody
you know
covers
emergencies.
For you. I do. I've heard of those. Poo-mergencies, they're called sometimes by people who have dumb names for things. All right, here we go. It's time for Celebrity Trash, and we're going to start with Asia Argento.
Mm-hmm.
So this chick she's on your radar for a number of reasons. First, we heard of her because of the hashtag MeToo movement. She was one of the first people to say that Harvey Weinstein had raped her and that he'd done terrible things to her, and I believe she even said it happened more. Is she one of the ones who said this happened more than once?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we started hearing about her, and she and Rose McGowan were sort of the yelling spearheads of the whole thing. The next thing we heard about her is that she was dating Anthony Bourdain and had been at the time of his death.
She tweeted or texted or I forget where we got it, but some weird cryptic kind of negative stuff right after he passed. Remember that?
She Instagrammed a photo of herself wearing an F everybody T-shirt and had written something like, you know who you are. F everyone, you know who you are. This was an Instagram. Then we found out that she had been accused of sexual assault herself by a young man named Jimmy Bennett. And he says it happened to him when he was 17. And it turns out that her boyfriend, Anthony Bourdain, had been paying this kid off.
To the tune of $300,000.
$380,000. And he had been paid so far $250,000. And that's why he came out with it, because when Anthony Bourdain took his own life, the payments stopped. And he wanted his, you know, whatever, $80,000 more, whatever he was still owed, $130,000. And Asia was like, I don't know any money. And that's when he made all these accusations public. Since then, she said, well, he assaulted me. And today's story is about an interview that she did. This was with Media Takeout, I want to say.
Oh.
Hold on. Could that be right? Oh, sorry. Daily Mail TV. Daily Mail TV. This is her first interview since his death. And she's talking. I don't see anything in here about the Jimmy Bennett situation. This is all her sobbing away about Anthony Bourdain. Right after Anthony died, the speculation was that he'd killed himself over her.
That there was a breakup.
That there had been, that they had been on again, off again anyway, and that she had recently been photographed with another man.
Right.
And I believe we're starting with her addressing that situation. So she is clearly super emotional in this, as she kind of takes her voice way down to keep it from breaking.
That was actually sort of reasonable, too.
Mm-hmm. It's like we had, I mean, it, you know, she doesn't say we had an open relationship, but she,
well, you're apart that much,
right.
You have to either be alone most of the year or accept that at some point you're going to see other people.
Right. We are grown-ups. We had lives. We had wives and husbands. We had children. And she, that's when she said, I cannot think of Anthony as somebody who would do an extreme gesture like this for something like that. She also, you know, obviously was talking quite a bit about the hole that it's left in her life. She said her initial reaction to Anthony's death was anger. She felt he was abandoning her, abandoning her kids. I didn't even realize that she, does she have a bunch of kids?
She has two.
Oh. Well, that's horrible. Did she at all talk about Jimmy Bennett in this, or did she say to them, you can talk to me about Anthony Bourdain, but you can't talk
about
them?
That.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that's going to wind up, but it has seemed to have quieted quite a bit in the last week or so. I haven't heard anything about the Jimmy Bennett situation.
Yeah. Well, it's not a legitimate a claim that he has that he should get the rest of that money from Bourdain's...
The rest of the extortion money?
Right. I don't think that he has any legal right to show up at Bourdain's, what beneficiaries?
Estate, yeah.
At his estate and say...
I think it's more that...
Where's the rest of my dough?
He's saying she sexually assaulted him when he was underage, and I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that, but I would think that, you know, he was saying he was going to file charges, and I believe he did.
Well, and then she shot
then
back at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, it becomes so ugly.
Mucky.
I know. I wonder if that will play against him that he took money.
Yeah.
Any amount. And then there was a girlfriend of his who said, an ex-girlfriend of his who said that he'd assaulted her and...
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what all the... And that she was underage at the time. And that he had a drug history and whatever.
Gosh.
Maybe he's like... You know what? I'm just going to step away.
Doubtful. What else is he going to do?
I don't know.
Everybody's farming a lawsuit, Sarah.
That is true, Vinny. And that kid, this is the most notoriety he's gotten in his entire short career. So that's happening. Tazia. If you want to watch someone cry, that's on Daily Mail.
No thanks.
.uk.co or whatever it is over there. Julie Chen.
Yeah.
Julie Chen Moonves.
How is she?
Dear God.
Please, God. She is still on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any further details on that.
For
but
the moment.
For the moment.
She's going to be off, right?
Please, God. Please.
Yep.
You're pleasing
I think so.
God.
Are you praying please, like Sharon?
Please, God. Please get Julie Chen Moonves off of my favorite show. My favorite show, Big Brother.
It's going to be interesting to see if she... I don't know if she has a contract or not. But whether or not it's worth it for them to pay her to leave. Here's your money.
Yeah. Off you go.
Now
good
go
night.
Be a Moonves elsewhere.
Go be a Moonves on some island somewhere. You guys have plenty of money. Go have a great life. Okay. They're saying that CBS is looking for a replacement for Julie Chen on The Talk. I'm sure the rest
of do they need one?
I don't know why they need one. They've got all of us.
Four of them.
But we're all here.
And Sharon clearly
we don't
wants it.
Need another person on this show. The front runner is Rosie O'Donnell.
What?
Look, Rosie's great on TV.
She used to be.
She was so good on that talk show of hers when she was alone and didn't have
downhill.
Anybody arguing with her. You know, when she was, because she wasn't she? Am I crazy? Was she on The View for a while? And
she
got
was.
A huge,
I think she did
huge fight with Whoopi and.
Yeah,
I political. Think she did 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she, they wanted her to come on and be the next big thing, and she could only handle 1 year and left. like mad.
I'm done. So she's the one that they want.
She, you know what?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I agree with you that she's good. And I've heard her radio show, and it's not for me. She was doing a radio show for a while, and my missus.
Is it on SiriusXM?
I think it was, but my missus loved it.
Mm. Like, well, it she's great. She's smart,
it was
funny.
Show tunes, and it was her old TV show.
Funny.
And she didn't do politics, and they were having a ton of fun on there, and my chick loved it. But she's, unfortunately, I think Rosie's one of the people that, especially in today's political climate, she cannot let a conversation pass. It gets in her under her skin, and it boils over, right. And then you're watching some lady scream.
I have the
and
top four.
And that's not
four.
Comfortable. The top. Oh, these are the top four people that they're considering to replace Julie Chen.
These are the top four that the internet is hoping for.
Okay. All right.
Number one, Ricky Lake.
Oh, she'd be fine.
I like Ricky Lake.
Number two, Chelsea Handler.
Oh, my God. Chelsea would be great on that show.
Did she
I
get
love,
along with the other girls?
I don't know,
I
but
don't
I
think,
love
she's
Chelsea
not really
Handler.
A team player.
She's kind of more of a solo act.
Number three, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, for God's sake. That's a fake list. The ones I have on my list are Carney Wilson, Ann Curry, Debbie Matenopoulos, who was one of the original panelists on The View, and they kicked her right off.
Right.
Lisa Ling, who'd be great.
I love her.
I love Lisa Ling, but you know what? Ann Curry'd be great.
Ann Curry would be great.
And she's someone...
She's very serious.
She's smart.
Yeah, but she got done, man.
She sure did.
It'd be nice to see her rebound and do a good gig.
Mm-hmm. Kris Jenner, her name's in the mix. I know, please, can we not?
Is that on your list, your fake list? Too?
No, I had one more.
Who was the fourth one?
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, God.
Well, he does need another job. Mayim Bialik.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be out of a job soon.
She is. And Carrie Ann Inaba. She's one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars.
She does all right. She does some fill-in hosting for another show.
Mm.
But nah.
You know, the thing about Rosie O'Donnell is that, lover or hater, she's an attention grabber. Like, all these people are like, okay, fine. Okay, yeah, that person would be fine. Like, Rosie, they would get, that would be a huge
They'd
splash. I would tune
that,
in and see how that went. Like,
no,
I could care.
Wouldn't.
You're right. I could care less, you know, what Ann Curry has to say. I feel for her. I do think she was done wrong, but she's not going to compel me to watch.
No. But if you're, okay, you're a programmer.
All right.
You're not a DJ who's doing, you know, great in her gig right now. You're a programmer and you're like, I could bring in Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
But her last gig, she lasted under a year.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even finish the contract that she signed. And before that, like, once you start looking at the track record, do you say to yourself, I got to look after my own gig. I can't bring someone in who's going to explode and then go under.
As a programmer, I might think to myself,
PR.
Maybe you would, but I'm just saying if she goes
people
under,
people will be talking about this. Even if she does go under, it'll still get, like, if she's having an on-air meltdown, like, I hate to say it, but people might actually, you know, people tune in for train wrecks.
Yep.
I wonder it would be really interesting to see how the views ratings were as she was imploding. When she first came on, did they get a spike? Did it level out? Did she start to freak out and lose it? You know, where did the ratings come
in?
Let
me ask you a question.
Okay.
So I do agree with you that, you know, a splash is a good thing. But so are these shows, they're chat shows. Aren't they morning chat shows where people
are
like,
laid back?
And we're a bunch of ladies and we're sipping our coffee.
Right.
Or our wine.
Took the kids, dropped them off at school.
Right.
Like, is agitation the goal?
No. No, but I do think that these shows do want to be talked about outside, and they have to have something going on in order for that to happen. Like, I think Julie Chen leaving the talk is probably the best thing that's ever happened to the talk. Hmm. Like, people are probably tuning in to see Sharon poop on her. Please, God, never let her come back into the building.
I still can't.
All
get
the
over
little
that.
People. That's who I care about.
Yeah. So the View's
Thanks,
best
Sharon.
Ratings was when Barbara Walters said goodbye.
I totally forgot about that.
And the second
that was her show.
She was the anchor on that for the first 10
she
years
was,
of it.
Right.
The second best season was basically this past season, which was the 21st.
What?
Because of
right
the
now?
Me Too movement and stuff like that, and people were really tuning in. I mean, I'm looking at the picture of these chicks. I can only recognize Joy and Whoopi. I don't know these other three.
The other three random panelists.
415 says she fought once with Hasselbeck and left. They brought her back again and fought with Whoopi and left.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I get that they have sort of, especially on The View, they actually seem to do a pretty good job of showing all sides. They always have people sort of representing each side. I don't know if The Talk does that. I have never watched a whole episode of The Talk.
Me either.
And so do they have spirited debate? Do people take other, or are they just playing devil's advocate and they all really still feel the same way about something?
No, I think it's much like The View where they all show their different opinions. That's why they're all on there, because they have different opinions.
Living in a place of friction, especially constant friction, is really hard.
It is hard. Well, they're saying here a final decision will not be made until November. Sharon Osbourne, meanwhile, is still trying to keep the ratings going. And were you able to find any of this? Any of her talking? This is what she decided to talk about. Let's keep these ratings up.
This should be good. Ozzy's crying at home.
Did you hear that? Put it back. Oh my God, that's such a mess. She said, he says, you know, the woman says, I'd rather have the flu. And she says, no wonder he fiddles other people. No, he doesn't. And then she says, no, he doesn't.
No. We know he has.
Yeah. He does.
He's a good boy. No, and, he doesn't. He doesn't.
And I do believe that, well, I can't speak for Ozzy, but if she were helping him out, it would probably be a lot better for them.
I do help him out on Christmas, birthdays, special occasions.
I don't know how you could be surprised.
Anyway, that's what Sharon Osbourne's doing to keep the ratings up on The View. Talking about how much she despises sex with Ozzy. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, the A's make the news. So does Snapchat. But the most riveting story is, do you have a well-rounded life?
Oh,
I'll tell you after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice is supporting the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival. It's October 4th through the 14th. And for Call 9 right now, 800-400-3697, we have a pair of tickets to the October 4th opening night film screening at the Rafael Theater of a movie called A Private War. Plus, you'll get two tickets to the post-film gala at the Marin Country Mart at Larkspur Landing. It used to just be Larkspur Landing. Now it's the Marin Country Mart.
It is?
It is. They've totally rebranded it.
I used to live over at Larkspur Landing.
Yeah. I mean, it's still Larkspur Landing because that's still where the ferry lands and everything, but that mall right there, they've changed it. It's called the Marin Country Mart.
Huh.
So don't be confused. But I guess that's where the gala is. I guess just out in the open air? I'm not sure. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fabulous. God knows they do this stuff right.
It's a wonderful part of town.
Absolutely. So call now, 800-400-3697, and caller number 9 is going to get two pairs of tickets for opening night.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. We'd love for you to watch us do a radio show.
Hello, we're here.
Go to our website. We've got cameras. We do a nice production. It's all kinds of fun. You'll love it. Go to RadioAlice.com.
Thank you.
Here's what's happening. Okay, so the back part of this week is heating up. It looks like conversations regarding the open Supreme Court slot are set for Thursday as Kavanaugh and Ford will both separately testify. Now it looks like they may be open to adding Deborah Ramirez to the panel.
Mm-hmm.
So a third person will speak on Thursday, and they're going to vote Friday. So that's what I read just now. I found it a couple places. So their plan is to listen to all the testimony. Kavanaugh spoke again yesterday with his wife at his side and said, I didn't do this stuff, and I'm going to fight. So we're going to see the three people speak. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Deborah Ramirez has not confirmed whether she will come speak, but they've opened it to her.
They have.
So we'll see how that goes on Thursday, and then Friday is the vote.
Yeah.
Great news, everyone.
I can't wait to hear it. What is it?
The A's have clinched a position for the playoffs.
That's great. Congrats. Go A's, everybody.
They have one of the smallest payrolls in the game. They have one of the worst stadiums you could possibly have. And yet, there's the postseason.
Way to go, guys.
Congratulations.
That is nice. I heard an interview on KCBS this morning. I don't remember who the guy was, but he was so a ball player, well-spoken. Thank the fans, thank the team for the opportunities, all the young guys. I mean, he was going on, and I thought, wow, that is cool, man.
Really We're nice. In it.
It's neat.
Right.
It's really neat. So congratulations to A's fans and the A's players and their families because you're going to the postseason. And so they have one of the smallest payrolls.
That's interesting.
As a team. Mm. So, and that's always been kind of their thing. That's why Billy Bean was the subject of a Brad Pitt movie.
Right.
Because, because they've been doing it on the cheap for a while there.
SF Gate is reporting, Vinny, that Friday at 9 a.m., single game tickets will go on sale to the public for what it says is a possible home wild card game October 3rd.
Yeah, so that's right now as it stands, the game would be in New York.
Uh-huh.
But if I guess the A's win out and the Yankees lose, right now the Yankees hold
home court
in their hands.
Right.
They're saying A's access members can begin buying tickets on Thursday at 9 a.m., but they can go to athletics.com or the box office, Coliseum box office for tickets.
I hope it is a home game, but it doesn't look good.
But we hope.
We hope. That'd be great. God, I wish they would build them a new stadium already. Mm. It's awful. And it would be great. What would be the best case scenario is for them to have a ballpark just on the other side of the water.
Agreed.
Just like the Giants ballpark, right there on the water with the views. Yeah. They'd have the views of the city. They'd even have a better view.
They would.
They'd have the views of the city looking back across the bay.
Where were they talking? Were they talking Jack London Square? Or?
There have been a bunch of conversations, so it's been ongoing. But
on, Libby.
You know, San Jose has been all, we have a spot for you.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. Please come down here. And the owner wants to, but they can't. So they need to. Anyway, let's move on. Instagram's do you know Kevin Systrom?
I mean, I've met him like once or twice.
Do you know Mark Krieger?
I don't know Mark, but I do know Kevin.
How do you like Kevin?
I mean, he's super friendly. He shook my hand. I mean, it was at some fancy gala. This is well after he sold his company for $1 billion. Everybody was clamoring around him, and someone introduced us.
Instagram's co-founders, Kevin Systrom, Hooman's friend.
Yes. Hey.
And Mark Krieger.
Not Hooman's friend. Unbelievably.
They say they're the co-founders of the photo sharing app Instagram. They met, let's see here. They've known each other since 2010 when they met and transformed a software project built by Systrom into what eventually became Instagram, which now has more than 1 billion users, and they sold to Facebook for however.
I think it was $1 billion.
It was $1 billion, yeah.
So was part of the agreement that they would stay on?
That happens a lot. You have to stay for 4 years.
All right.
So I think that's exactly what's happening here is they have now resigned their positions and they're in the coming weeks, they'll be exiting the company.
And go create some other fabulous thing that we all jump on.
Kevin's worth $1.4 billion. And the reason is because Facebook, just their stock went through the roof since 2010.
One of the problems people have with their exit is that right now Facebook's been dealing with a crisis like they've never had to face in their whatever however many years history
in their 3.5 years history
they've been I think 14 years is that all they've
I
been
know,
around
but it's just so like for a company to be that huge and to be that young as well.
Oh, I feel the same way about Google. They're not even that old.
I know.
Anyway, it looks like the past 2 years for Facebook have been rough on them as they were seen as being careless with user data and they didn't prevent foreign interests from interfering in our elections. And so with these guys exiting, what does it mean for Facebook? Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
You're fast.
Probably nothing.
Probably.
If you ever go to the Facebook campus, Instagram is kind of sequestered. They're separate, oh. even though they're part of the company. Like, well, you'll get a tour of Facebook, operations. And you'll say, hey, can I see Instagram? They'll be like, no.
The beauty of Instagram is it'd be really hard to screw it up.
Yeah.
Like, they've poached the nice things from Snapchat that they could pilfer. And then, you know, let's take a picture, write something down.
Yeah.
Post.
If only they could have just left it like that in sequential order so that I could look through and know, get to a post I've seen and know that I'm all caught up. That'd be so great.
Speaking of Snapchat, they announced that they are going to add a camera feature that will allow you to aim your camera at any item, and it will tell you how you can buy that on Amazon.
So this is great news.
Anyone want to know how much Snapchat is?
Snapchat's stock did not go up. Based on this announcement.
Well, it will, though, if this works out.
You sure about that, Sarah?
Just hang on, Vinny.
I felt like this was really good news when I saw it this morning. I was like, this could be a turnaround for Vinny.
Mm-hmm. As a stock owner, everyone.
Right. Hold on. Since Sarah's predicting, when is it going to turn around?
Well, it's going to take a while.
Okay.
But I do think, to me, that sounds useful. Like, a lot of times at my house, I go, oh, I need more of this stuff. I got to go to Amazon. It's so difficult. I got to look through my past orders, find the thing that if I could just point my phone at it and it would pop right up and go, oh, do you want more of this? That'd be great.
How soon before Instagram steals this idea?
Really fast.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, they'd have to partner with Amazon.
My hope is that Snapchat just throws its whole company on the register and it gets right down past the checker at the and Amazon goes, we bought the whole thing? All right, whatever. Wouldn't that be the best deal?
Well, it would be, because then wouldn't you wind up owning Amazon stock?
I believe that would be the best.
You'd have like 3 shares of it.
Possible. Whatever.
Yeah.
At least it'd be worth something.
And going up.
God!
Amazon stock is at $1,943.
Yeah. Damn!
Whoever has Amazon stock.
You have Amazon, don't you?
I do.
Raise your hand.
That'd get me about 9 shares.
Oh,
somewhere in there, I think, is what I'd end up with.
God, oh, so you spent $10,000
on
Snapchat. I didn't say that!
No, because then you only get 5 shares.
How hard is it to do that math? Of course. You didn't have to say it, though. Jeez.
$1,900. Did you say $1,900?
Yeah.
It'd get you about 5 shares.
Oh, he said 19?
$1,900.
Yeah, it just went up. 1,945.
Oh, I thought you said... Okay, I thought you said 1,000... Whatever.
I thought so, too. I thought.
Yeah, what number did you say?
I said 1,943.
I thought you said 1,043.
And now it's at 1,946. It just went up $3, everybody.
Oh, jeez.
Having a good day.
Maybe it got a bump because they're taking a hard look at Snap.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Here are some signs that you have a well-rounded life.
Okay, tell me.
Now, this is something that I think everyone probably would strive for, right?
Sure. I mean, I think that that's absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
You feel like you're fulfilled in every way. And
A new survey asked people what goes into having a good work-life balance. And here are the top 10 things that were on the list. I won't get to all 10 because spending time with a pet is nice, but not everybody has those.
Right. And I have one, and I don't even care if I spend time with him.
Ever.
Although I am nicer to him now that his person goes to college, so isn't around. So that cat is needy.
Aww.
I'm like, all right, come here. So once a day, I pick it up and love it up for a while.
Once a day.
Well, you know, it's the hair, you know? So I try to, like, pick it up, cradle it, give it some love. I do brush it. The thing is, like, a constant output of... It's like a whole cat sheds off him every day.
Cat hair tumbleweed is the worst.
It's unbelievable.
Just piles of it are rolling around.
It's in every corner of my house.
Guy, listen to this guy.
Well, he's not wrong.
Oh. I'm not wrong.
That was me screaming outside, bro.
What? We're going to need a voice for Sarah's cat that she ignores.
Oh, his voice is, oh my God, is someone please going to love me? I need love right now, please. Oh, please, I'll lick your knee. I'm just going to lick you for a while.
Sarah's cat is like, dur, dur, dur.
Oh my God, he is like that. That cat is dumb.
I don't know where I am.
He's sweet, but dumb. Back to you, Vinny. Spend time with a pet. All right.
I love it.
Well-rounded.
Well, that
life.
Was the thing I was not going to mention.
You forgot all about us. Don't put on those headphones. Just come and investigate for God's sake, man. What if something's really going down?
We're in trouble out here. We're dying out here.
Why is that funny? That's not funny. Nobody knows what you're talking about. A new survey asked people what goes into having a good work-life balance. People said things like spending time outdoors in nature, having sex. Poor Ozzy.
Poor Ozzy. It's
fiddle
a bone
around,
of contention.
Fiddling around.
No, no, he doesn't. He's a good boy.
Keeping your house clean and organized.
That is a good feeling.
Very important, in my opinion.
Sure. It's...
Spending time with friends.
That is nice.
I definitely don't do enough of that. But I can't plan. I'm a bad planner, and that's my problem.
But you do spend time with friends. You.
I do, but I don't. If I could plan better, I have friends who hit me up all the time. Hey, you want to hang on this? I'm like, well, let me see how this calendar's looking as we get closer. I just can't plan. Mm. I'm not good at planning. It's my worst thing.
Are you more of like, hey, let's go get a bike ride today?
Boom.
Yeah.
Right.
Right now.
Spontaneous guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going surfing. You want to go?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll text you in the, you know, the morning and come get you if you're ready.
Well, you hang with us, your friends, every day. So you probably get enough friend time. You know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, I do talk my brains out in here, too. So
no question about that.
Listening to music or podcasts.
Okay.
On the list of how to have a well-rounded life.
Yeah. That's nice. That's relaxing.
Spending time outdoors, boning, keeping your house clean, spending time with friends, listening to music, taking time for yourself every day.
Oh. Like 1 o'clock?
No, that's on the sex list, don't you think?
I don't know.
I think that's on the sex list.
If that's all you're getting, is that the sex list? Because it seems like...
She just had a kid. I feel asking.
No, I'm not pointing any fingers at that. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'd love to have some sex, but, you know, that's kind of been off the list for a minute. And, by the way, the last time we did it was super awkward.
Well, she was humongous.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
Full of sister.
Right. Anyway, taking time for yourself every day, getting enough sleep, watching TV and movies is high on the list.
Thank you. I have a question about well-rounded the last time life. You guys had sex.
Yes.
How far before she, like, how soon after did you bang, did she have the kid? Exactly. Be honest for once.
I can't say. That shower incident that I told you guys about on the podcast, that was on the podcast, right?
Uh-huh. It was in the podcast.
That's
my story, though. That's...
Go ahead and tell it.
Give me the cone. That happened right before it went down.
Well, that was definitely the week before because we had done that was in the week.
Yeah, that was the last time I got anything sex related.
And then she went down like Saturday, right? 1918.
Uh-huh.
You think you'll reenact that shower scene today?
Today, I would love to.
Yeah, she could do that.
But I don't necessarily know that will happen. As I've explained, there's just a lot going on right now.
Well, I'm
going
to send her a note, that, I will. Just let me know.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Vinny would like a book an appointment with your face.
He needs a little FaceTime.
Is your face available FaceTime around 1 o'clock today?
It's 1 o'clock.
Jesus. Number one on the list for a well-rounded life is spending time with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bryn.
What?
Parking lot.
Just sitting here.
Car charge.
I had to charge my car.
Video games.
It was an unplanned trip, all right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't expect to be low in range.
Range anxiety. It's real.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll start with the Cosby stuff. I've got an update on Donald Glover's foot situation. And I want to get back to that Fan Bing Bing thing. This chick's still missing.
Oh, the Chinese actress?
Yeah.
Or...
still missing. Place is all boarded up. And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.